55, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype into the show. Username's lrn.fm, so add a contact request there, or send one, actually. Send to us at lrn.fm, and we will approve you, and you'll be on our list, and it'll be easy for you to call on Skype. The We tonight includes me, Ian.
And Mark.
And we may be having a special guest joining us for the third hour of the program. We'll, I don't want to tease it, because a lot of times when I tease a guest coming on, something falls through. So that'll be enough of a tease. But what we started the first hour talking about, and kind of went off on a few tangents, is this story from the New York Times, in which Free Talk Live gets a mention. It's more mostly about the Robin Hooders, however, and longtime listeners of the show are well aware of Robin Hooders. But Mark, for the uninitiated, what is Robin Hooding?
Robin Hooding here in Keene is activists going around and feeding parking meters. They look for parking attendants, and they try to sort of guess where those people are going to go, and they feed the meters ahead of those attendants with the intention of saving people from getting parking tickets.
So the article here is not just about the Robin Hooders, but also about the Free State Project, which, of course, is the idea of bringing liberty-loving people all to the same place and having them get active for more freedom. And ultimately, the critique here is about the Free State Project. Andrea Parkhurst-Whitcomb is the person they interviewed from the group Stop Free Keene with 3 exclamation marks on Facebook, all caps. And when they talked to Andrea, she asked this, what the report, the columnist describes as a fundamental question. Who asked you to come free us? And as you pointed out, Mark, in the last hour, if Ms. Whitcomb does not wish to be free, she is certainly able to hire as many people she wants to impose their viewpoints and their will upon her, to enslave her to whatever extent she feels comfortable. But the problem is, the rest of us who do want to be free are being enslaved by the system that as it exists today. And the slavery is very subtle compared to, say, chattel slavery from many years ago, but it's still slavery nonetheless. If you owe somebody your income, any percentage of it, and you've never agreed to that that deal, then you are their slave.
Yeah, the fruits of your labor, that's what slavery is. Slavery is the you know, the claiming of another person, the fruits of another person's labor, forcing them into it. And I would say you're not forced to work here in the United States. You can choose not to work, but if you choose to work, the fruits of your labor will be taken. So it's a different form of slavery, but slavery has taken different forms in all kinds of societies.
So this is a general objection to the idea of the Free State Project. The system has nothing to do with Keene, but it has to do with the idea of New Hampshire being this destination for people who are looking for more freedom and who are willing to do something to achieve it. Naturally, there are going to be people who are bristling at that idea. They are just fine with how things are, or so they claim, and they didn't want anything to change in New Hampshire. Now, of course, there are plenty.
Obviously, they wanted things to change. That is a nonsense statement. You know, I mean, everybody wants something to change in their government, and they want people to move to their state and spend money, they want people that agree with them.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm from Florida. I was born in Florida in 1971, and we from Florida really aren't that thrilled with the people who come there and, you know, vote their way they want to vote and change our communities and underfund the schools and do everything. There's all kinds of complaints about natives, about snowbirds or transplants or whatever they are.
But it doesn't really change anything, does it? They're not going home.
There's even bumper stickers that say, you don't like the way we do it. You don't like the way we do it here? Take I-95 north and get out.
How's that worked?
It hasn't worked yet.
Maybe the Stop Free Keene guys should make some bumper stickers. Right. I heard they're going to make some T-shirts.
Fine. Make some T-shirts.
So the activists selected this new – this is back to the story from Dan Barry at the New York Times front page today. The activists selected this New England cute city of 24,000 for liberation, mostly because it lies within that flinty bastion of Yankee individualism known as New Hampshire, where live free or die is carved into the collective granite. Back in 2003, a libertarian-leaning group called the Free State Project decided that this small state could be a liberty lover's paradise if enough like-minded people settle here. And then in parentheses, he adds, the movement, by the way, tends to attract white males. According to Carla Garrick, the group's president, a white South African who has lived for many years in this country, quote, I'm the token African-American, unquote, she joked.
Yeah, I think that there was no reason for that.
to go to the race thing. There's plenty of, you know, we have a certain amount of people of different ethnicities here.
I've got two Hispanic bloggers at freekeen.com.
Yeah, I think that that's, it's prurient and not worth the trouble. It's suggesting that the you know, pigment of one's skin somehow diminishes their thought process. It's the whole check your privilege. I wish that we had more ethnic diversity in the Free State Project. And anybody who wants to can go to freestateproject.org right now, sign up, and move. That's all it takes. This is not an exclusionary movement in any way, shape, or form.
Carla, by the way, mentioned on her Facebook page when she posted about this article that she had told Dan Barry, the author of the piece, specifically, that she was an anti-apartheid activist in South Africa when she was there.
Oh, here's a little jab.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he just left
that detail out.
Yeah. So.
So moving on.
Not acceptable.
A dozen years in, the Free State Project is about three quarters of the way toward achieving its goal of having 20,000 people commit to relocating to the state, after which it will trigger the move. The project has already influenced the statewide conversation at times, partly because of early movers like Ian Freeman. He's putting trigger the move and early movers in quotes. A Floridian who bought an old white duplex on Leverett Street several years ago and quickly set out to push local buttons. There have been marijuana gatherings in the central square, make-believe drinking of alcohol at city council meetings. By the way, there was one person drinking actual alcohol at that meeting that he's talking about. Leafleting outside public schools, and many video-recorded encounters in which the activists are the earnest heroes of their own narratives, holding accountable the employees of a government they do not generally recognize.
You know, I mean, the reason for the videotaping, it's if your word could be taken against a bureaucrats as equal, there might not be any reason for this. But the fact is, you need to have a video camera, a video recording of interactions with the authorities, because you never know what they're going to say.
Now, that's true, Mark. But for me, the primary reason to video is to show people what's happening. Yes, if government bureaucrats misbehave, it's very good to have video in that particular case. So that's a strong reason to video record. But in this case, one of the primary reasons for me is I want other people to see what happens here in Keene and in New Hampshire. And, it's nice for us to get on the air and talk about it at night on Free Talk Live, but it's something else entirely to show people, and that's the purpose. But he's right. I mean, certainly that these are, he describes us as the earnest heroes of their own narratives. We've got Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free. He's clearly the hero from our perspective in that, but other people see him as a villain. So it just depends on, your perspective when you're consuming this media.
Who's not the earnest hero of their own narrative?
In one notorious instance, a grandmotherly crossing guard smacked at their camera with her stop sign
placard.
That's
not accurate. They smacked the activist.
That's what she's saying. A grandmotherly crossing guard smacked at their camera with her stop sign placard.
No, they didn't smack at the camera. She smacked the activist.
True. I mean, but she was going towards his camera at the time. I wouldn't say that's too dishonest of a statement. The gangly Mr. Freeman, born Ian Bernard.
You are gangly.
Yeah.
There's no truer statement written in this entire article than you being gangly.
Drives an auctioned-off police car. Although I don't feel awkward. I mean, I'm skinny, but I don't feel awkward in my movements.
I don't.
I feel fairly confident.
Gangly is as defined as awkward? Does he use the term awkward?
No, but the definition of gangly is basically thin and awkward movement. A thin person with awkward movements.
I don't know. I mean, I think that would be a little cruel, but I think that you could easily be called gangly.
Like I said, I won't disagree with that for the most part. Drives an auctioned-off police car with Wisconsin plates, hasn't paid federal taxes for a decade, and boy, does that fume up the New York Times readers. God, why isn't he in jail? Some of them are asking on the comments section. So we'll come back with more here, because there is a little bit remaining in the story, actually about halfway through. The New York Times piece, front page today. That's right, the actual front page. Not above the fold, but still on the front page, which, the Free State Project actually hasn't had a New York Times story in over a decade. They got one back in 2003 when they first picked New Hampshire. This is the first one since then. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves at 855 450 free.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin general store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You gotta see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Take control toll free and bring up whatever you'd like. You're welcome to comment on the New York Times piece, which some would describe as a hit piece, and yeah, I'd say that's pretty fair. I mean, it's definitely got its slant, and it is not a slant for the Robin Hooders or the liberty activists in New Hampshire and here in Keene. I would say it is in no way for those people. It definitely kind of takes the side of the status quo, the social compact, as the article's author, Dan Barry, puts it. But nonetheless, it's front page news coverage.
In the New York Times.
Yeah, in the New York Times for Free Keene, Free State Project, Free Talk Live, You know, these are important things to us here on Free Talk Live, and I'm very happy about it. I'm elated. And it's honestly not as much of a hit piece as it could have been. Given some of the questions he was asking in these interviews between me and James Cleveland, who's a.k.a. Robin Hood, and Carla Garrick, the questions he was asking seemed like he was going to get even dirtier in this story.
The pointing out sort of the racial composition at the ethnic composition of the Free State movement, I mm-hmm. think, is unnecessary. I mean,
yeah, but he is playing to his audience, and it's not a
his audience full of white people. Come on, let's be clear
but
here.
But there are liberal, a lot, you know, there's probably a number right. of liberals with white guilt in the audience.
Indeed,
as well.
But what's that got to do with anything? There's plenty of liberals with white guilt here in New Hampshire. I'm probably one of them. So what?
Well, the idea was to paint the organization as a male white organization.
Yep. A white guy playing the race card on white people,
yep.
selling it to white people. What in the hell?
But it's still a true observation. I mean, the Free State Project is majority male and majority white.
What's it have to do with anything,
true.
Though?
I don't know. It's just an observation.
Is our organization somehow diminished by the amount of cockatin in people's skin?
I think that more diversity would be a good thing for the Free State Project.
I would agree with you.
So, yeah, I think it's a legitimate thing to state. I understand what you're saying, Mark, because it seemed like it was unnecessary at that point in the story.
It's a jab, and
yes,
I think it was a jab. I think it's unbecoming.
So it is an opinion piece, not an article, not a news article.
If he wanted to talk about racial composition in a way that I seem more fair, people, the Free State Project sort of bemoan their racial hegemony or whatever. Like he could say
that's true. We're concerned about this, and it is something that we'd like to see change.
You know, Carla Garrick pointed out that the sign up at freestateproject.org is open to anybody of any ethnicity or cultural heritage
right,
or
in fact,
whatever.
One of the things you can't be in the Free State Project is a racist. There are a few things you can't.
I can't remember how they phrase it, but yeah, I mean,
you can't advocate for violence. You can't be a racist, and there's something else bigot, I think, as well. So he goes off on me for a moment here saying that I haven't paid federal taxes in a decade and I've donated, he's donated his house to the recently established Shire Free Church, which is now seeking tax exempt status from this parsonage, which he puts in quotes. He broadcasts his nationwide Free Talk Live radio show several nights a week. Mr. Freeman, 33, has been repeatedly arrested and once served 58 days in jail for disorderly conduct after standing in front of a police car to protest a woman's arrest because she had an open can of beer.
A local New Hampshire native.
That's right.
And
a woman.
Yes.
He's guided, he says, by his voluntarist belief, voluntarist in quotes, that, quote, all human interaction should be consensual, unquote, which might surprise the human parking officers who do not consent to being followed or videotaped. Now, a lot of people are saying that that's a zinger, Mark, and that he's got me on that. What would you say?
I think that's utter nonsense. It takes a little bit of going around, but the fact is that the government is not an organization, a voluntary organization. You're harassing people whose job it is to harass people. That's what a parking person does. They harass people.
It's by definition not harassment what the Robin Hooders are doing, even if you are talking to somebody.
You hassle people who literally do the legal definition of harassment.
Right, so then the question becomes, okay, if we're talking about consensual activities,
yep.
that's what the voluntarist viewpoint is.
All he's saying is, shut up. That's what he's written in this phrase. You and your activism, trying to give people freedom, trying to have more freedom for your life, trying to attract people to New Hampshire, shut up. It's nothing. So, I mean, you know, what is not voluntary? The fact is that you are free to do what you want as long as you don't harm someone else. The parking meter people, by their very definition of a ticket, are harming other people. They're threatening people.
Right. So the question is, what is valid in responding to the people who are harming and threatening others? I don't think that it's invalid to tell those people, hey, you're doing something wrong. You should stop that. And then record them in whatever it is that they're doing to harm others. It's just that people like Dan Barry and the folks in Stop Free Keen, they don't see the violence inherent in parking enforcement. To them, it's all part of the deal. That you moved to Keene, you knew there'd be government rules here.
Well, hold on,
and
wait
you
a
agreed
second.
To follow all those rules.
Where did I don't think that I agreed that at all.
By moving here, you agreed.
But it's nonsense. Where do I move? If I want more freedom in
Somalia.
My life, where do I move? Really? You think I'm going to get some more freedom by moving to Somalia? Do you know what it's like there? The United States and the UN have been destabilizing the whatever governments that the Somalis have been trying to put up for decades now. The place is a hellhole because of governments.
Well, they would say that they had their rules here, and you coming in means you consented to them.
What? Okay.
Doesn't matter if you can't go anywhere else.
What? In what way have the Robin Hooders not consented, not abided by the rules?
Well, they've obviously abided by the rules, otherwise they'd have been arrested by
right.
now.
There was a judge that said this wasn't harassment, so it's you people who aren't abiding by the rules. The fact is that the people calling themselves the City of Keene have leveled harassment charges at the Free Keeners, which is libel, and the Free Keeners haven't sued them for it. It is the government of the City of Keene, which has stepped outside of the law on multiple occasions here.
They've been busted doing all kinds of unconstitutional.
And nobody throws them in jail. Nobody says they ought to be locked up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's check our premises here.
The shadowing of parking enforcement officers has received the most publicity by far. Videotapes show the officers being dogged by activists who sometimes goad with pleasantries like, "How do you live with yourself?" After the officers complained about skyrocketing stress last year, the situation became even more surreal, with Keene hiring a private investigator to follow and videotape the activists following and videotaping the parking enforcers. The city then filed a legal complaint against several activists, including Mr. Freeman, accusing them of harassment and seeking a buffer zone between activist and parking enforcer. "They would try to make comments to bait me about my faith, about my military status," said Alan Givitz, the ex-soldier recalled recently. He recalled that recently. He said that he tried being nice, then oblivious, then angry, but to no avail. Finally, Mr. Givitz, who served 22 months in Iraq as a military police officer, quit his job handing out parking tickets. "I couldn't take it anymore," he said. "I didn't see an end in sight." And, of course, one of the smarter comments on the story is to joke about how Alan Givitz could handle Iraq, but he couldn't handle a few Robin Hooders. Handled 22 months in Iraq as a military police officer. Couldn't hack it on the streets of downtown Keene. 855 450 free. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. We will continue with the New York Times coverage of the activism here in New Hampshire. Hey, is your activism movement there where you live getting national coverage on a regular basis? Because we do that here in New Hampshire. You can check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype on in to the show. Username there is lrn.fm. And don't forget, freetalklive.com.
So, everybody's got a mother. Many of us have mothers that are still living. If you've, if your mother's still alive, I can tell you that she wants something on Mother's Day. And, or, you know, thereabouts to celebrate Mother's Day, please consider Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right, and click in and type in FTL. There you will see the opportunity to get some of the most delicious things that you will ever, that your mother will ever put in her mouth. They are awesome. Delicious, giant, premium strawberries dipped in chocolate. White chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. It's they start at $20, just over 40, over a 40% savings. Or you can double the berries for $10 more. So these, I'm always so impressed when we get them, Ian. When they show up, it's an exciting moment because I know
made my day.
Yeah, I know I'm going to be eating too many of these things, and they're delicious. They're worth every penny. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, type in FTL, and your mother will get the best gift for Mother's Day. Shipping depends on proximity to Mother's Day. Consider that when you're shipping them out. Any day you get them is well worth it. BERRIES.com. Click in. Click on the microphone, type in FTL.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We can also finish up the New York Times article about Robin Hooders, Free Keene, Free State Project here in moments. Robert is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, no, this is Robert in Vermont.
Hey, Robert. I don't know how they got Virginia out of Vermont, but here you are. Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to add in a little bit about what you guys are talking about with the Robin Hooders.
Yes, sir.
And I'm surprised it hasn't been brought up, but you know, There's been several different occasions where, you know, some of the activists, especially the robbers, that have been threatened on video. I mean, one that I saw, I mean, was absolutely shocking, was that this guy pulled out a Mosin rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And was, you know, waving it in front of the camera. And then there was another video that he pulled out that looked to be, I don't know, like a 1911 or a Glock. And, you know, that's absolutely disturbing to me. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be walking around keen if somebody was, you know, in that frame of mind.
It's true. The Robin Hooders are very brave individuals because there are some crazy people out there. And not you're talking about a guy who's made threats on video, but there have been actual threats and actual attacks in
pushing
real,
and,
in,
yeah,
right, in real life. And in fact, one of the people,
some of the allegation is that in fact the parking enforcers have sort of coordinated these attacks. There was a situation where a gentleman's like seen talking to a parking enforcer,
yes,
and then comes and begins shoving and assaulting a Robin Hooder.
Yeah, literally literally moments after talking to the parking enforcer, a local thug.
It's impossible to say what was said in that unrecorded incident. But then they complain, oh, what do you got videotape for? Well, what the hell do you think we have it for?
Yeah, there's crazy people out there. All right, so Robert, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I mean, it seems to me that, you know, that the city of Keene has got a lot to say when it comes to the Robin Hooders, but they don't have anything to say about these threats or the violence or anything that happened.
Well, to the police's credit, yeah, they did conduct an investigation when they saw, because Garrett Ian posted a video. Now, Garrett didn't call the police in the case of the man threatening on video like you were describing. His name is Seamus O'Connor. And Garrett made a public video outing Seamus's threats. He posted that to freekeen.com several days ago, I guess, at this point. And apparently the Keene police, he posted it sometime after midnight. The Keene police were there before 9 a.m. To investigate it. So they opened an investigation on their own. Mm. To their credit, they were actually, you know, doing their job in that case and actually providing some level of investigatory action.
I don't think putting him in jail is going to solve anything.
No, and I don't think he's been charged. I don't know if he's been charged with anything either, but it does sound like maybe he was visited by the police that live in his area, the threatening person that he may have been visited, and certainly Garrett was visited by the police who were investigating that. So, Robert, your statement not entirely accurate.
Okay, well, then, I apologize, but I mean,
no worries.
My concern is what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call tonight, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, there's risk involved in this activist stuff. I mean, people are upset. Now, a lot of the people that are upset because they've heard lies about the Robin Hooders. They've heard that Robin Hooders are harassing. In point of fact, I've never seen it happen. I've never seen Robin Hooding people harass the parking enforcers. Plus, even if they were saying mean things to them, and they're not from my observation, but even if they were, that's not harassment either, because the parking enforcers have agreed to endure verbal and mental abuse as part of their job description.
It is their job description.
It literally is in their job description.
And I don't consider this verbal or mental abuse, asking, you know, people, why do you do this?
Yeah.
Why don't you get a real job? The fact is that this is done all the time to people who are protesting. Well, why shouldn't it be done to people who are, you know, handing out tickets to people?
It's actually addressed right here in the article from the New York Times front page. Mr. Freeman denied that he and his colleagues have harassed anyone, but he noted that enduring verbal and mental abuse is part of the officer's job description. If it's too stressful, he said, maybe it's not right. Maybe it's not the right job for you. James Cleveland, an accountant who helped to popularize Robin Hooding in Keene, sounded like a dental surgeon when he said that as he videotapes the officers, I try to make it as comfortable as I can. Still, he said, quote, my ultimate mission is to prevent the state from getting involved in other people's lives, unquote. Danbury continues, but there are reasons the state uses parking meters, tickets, and even tow trucks. According
to not very inventive. The fact is that you know, no other organization charges you to park the way that the government does. Yes,
mm-hmm.
There are places that will charge you to park because they're parking. That's their you know, sort of their job description or whatever. But the city does it really differently than most places do it. And here in Keene, there doesn't need to be a dearth of parking because businesses can handle that on their own. They can figure it out on their own.
Well, the question on the radio this morning is, well, why aren't they? If a business owner,
why aren't they? Indeed,
if business owners could go and build their own parking garage, why don't they?
Why don't they pay the money? Well, because the city has because it's not worth doing. The city has the monopoly.
You have to compete
with
the city.
Why doesn't the city give up its parking? Why doesn't it sell it to somebody else?
Mm.
Do you think that business owners would like to buy the parking space out in front of their businesses?
Mm.
Why doesn't the city offer it?
So there are reasons they use parking meters, tickets, and even tow trucks, according to Gary Lamoureux, Keene's project manager for parking and the only city official to comment for the story. It is, he says, quote, to have turnover for the business owners in the downtown area, unquote. In other words, to support the marketplace. Ah, but Dan Barry, did you talk to any of the business owners in downtown Keene while you were here in town? Did you investigate their positions on these matters? Because over at FreeKeene.com, we have published two of the letters to the editor that was sent to the local newspaper from business owners opposing the proposed increase in parking rates here and parking fines. Those business owners are already upset at the existing parking monopoly.
Has there been a business owner that's written in and said, yes, let's raise the rates?
I haven't seen it. I mean, honestly, I don't read every newspaper's letters section, so I can't guarantee you I would have seen it had they done so. But
nothing we've seen.
There was definitely business owners who signed a petition. 30 of them signed a petition to oppose downtown business owners, signed a petition to oppose those rates. So they came out. They were willing to come out and take a stand on this issue. That's how important it is, because normally a business owner is going to stand in the shadows and not want to, you know, stick their neck out.
Yep. Apparently they don't feel terribly supported
by the city.
Or they don't want any more support. Yeah. Please don't give us any more of your support.
We've had it. In December, a Cheshire County Superior Court judge cited free speech protections in dismissing the city's complaint against the Robin Hooders, as well as its request to be reimbursed for costs that included therapy session for the officers. The activists celebrated a victory in the courts that they disdain. The city appealed.
Yep, that's accurate. I disdain those courts.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But sometimes those courts are correct in their decisions, and they should be appreciated when they do the right thing. More coming up here in moments. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself.
If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You don't have to just talk about the story in the New York Times front page article about Free Keen, Free Talk Live, the Free State Project. And we're still in the middle of it here. We're actually getting toward the very end of the piece. You're welcome to comment on whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We give them to you. That's freetalklive.com.
And we'll give you a free pound of coffee. If you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of some of the best coffee you're ever going to taste. Buzzbox coffee is delicious. It's organic, completely organic, shade grown, and top 1% Arabica grade beans. Grade Arabica beans, I'm not exactly sure how you say that. But I'm certain that the coffee that I drink on a regular basis is delicious, and it's free to you. Now, you pay for shipping, but you get to try out this great coffee. And why are we letting you try a delicious pound of coffee? Well, because we'd like you to continue to buy from there. And the reason is, for every 10 people that we get, they get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we are able to give one microloan to somebody around the world, some family who needs, you know, a variety of things. Things that we may take for granted in our lives can make a tremendous difference in theirs. And that's all we're really hoping to do with this program. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com and help us give a hand up, not a handout, to people around the world. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Back to the story from the New York Times, wrapping up with Dan Barry's opinion piece about Free Keen, the Free State Project. Mr. Freeman said that some in the larger Free State Project disapproved of his tactics, believing they might alienate New Hampshire residents before the group has made clear its purpose. But he has no remorse, he said. Quote, "We've brought millions of dollars in press coverage," unquote. Ms. Garrick, the project's president,
said, as he adds millions of dollars of press coverage.
Yeah. The project's president. Yeah, I don't know what buying a front page ad would cost.
There aren't front page ads, but many, many, many thousands, maybe tens of thousands of dollars, and all over.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
The project's president said that we want to be good, productive neighbors who don't want to poison the well. Unquote. But she added that Robin Hooding in Keene is evolving and has become a great means of outreach. Freedom is messy, she said. Mr. Freeman's movement has inspired many to take up activism. against him. The Stop Free Keen Facebook page has seen a recent spike in membership, and again, he means the group, not the page. There's two things. More than 850. It's now over 960 right now. It was just in there during
Didn't
the break.
Some of the activists buy clicks, buy friends for these people? I mean, they've been adding their...
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Adding people. They're just doing all kinds
of
stuff.
What I do know is that the Stop Free Keen Facebook group started last year. It was started in kind of response to the Robin Hooding controversy. And for a long while, it had about 24 members. And then earlier this year, probably a month or two ago, they started really ramping up, maybe just several weeks ago, but they started ramping up the membership. It went from, 24 to 150 to 300 to 4, 5, 6. It's just been going up and up and up. And they'll add people in big batches. So it'll be one number one night, and the next day it'll be 100 more than that. And so obviously, we're speculating. We don't know exactly where all these members are coming from, but it's likely that the members of Stop Free Keen are adding all of their friends to the group.
It has that look.
Now, they're claiming it's organic. Their claim is that there's just all these supporters coming in here. And, maybe that's true. I don't believe that for a moment. And the reason why I don't believe it is because at one point, one of the Stop Free Keen folks created a Twitter account, which is twitter.com/StopFreeKeen. And if you go to that Twitter account, now, to be fair to the Twitter account, it hasn't been used in about a month. But approximately a month ago, when this was first promoted as, hey, follow our Twitter account, and it was promoted more than once in the group. So presumably, if there are hundreds of people who are regular users of this group, and there were at the time that the Twitter account was created, presumably if there are hundreds of people actively using the group, then, dozens of them should have Twitter accounts. And dozens of them should have joined the Twitter. They only have 19 followers on their Twitter account. Now, the difference between a Facebook group and a Twitter account is you can't just add people to your Twitter account.
Yeah.
But on a Facebook group, you can go through your whole friends list and add every single one of them.
Add them all, and then some of them will say, stop adding me to groups. And
some will drop out.
And others will just ignore it.
Others will ignore it because they don't log into Facebook very often. They don't even know they've been added to the group.
Yeah, they don't know. What is this?
They don't know what a group is. They don't know how to leave the group. So I think those are things that play. And plus, there are a number of people who are looky-loos. They want to see what Stop Free Keen is doing. It's not that they're in there because they support Stop Free Keen. They're just in there to follow along and see what the Stop Free Keeners are saying. But in addition, Mark, so that was what it was up until today. As of today, they have started adding people who are, they're just adding anybody who they can't tell has a connection to Free Keen. So if you were to request an ad, they'd see me in your friends list and they would say no.
You're a bad person.
Of course, they also know you, too.
They've said terrible things about me and my family, and I'm not even a Free Keener.
Yeah.
I don't blog at Free Keen. My name's probably been mentioned there a handful of times.
It has. So, but the point is, if you have any connection whatsoever to anybody in Free Keen or the Free State Project, you won't be allowed in.
Let's not forget that these cowards could call in any single night of the week, and they could say whatever they want and talk to us, but they don't.
They don't want to talk.
They want to spread lies and disinformation. Right. I've got nothing nice to say.
They claim it's the truth, Mark. They say they're spreading the truth about Free Keen. Now, here's the thing.
Get on here and talk to tens of thousands of people when you do it.
So I suspect that they've been just adding all their friends to their Facebook group, but as of today, they're also adding New York Times readers. So if you go into the Stop Free Keen group used to the purported purpose was to have a place where people can go to, be upset together about Free Keen. And the idea was it was supposed to be locals. At least that was the idea that I had gotten previously. Now, they had let people in who were outside of the area, but who claimed a tie to the area. So people who maybe grew up here, but had moved out, they had been added into the Stop Free Keen group. But as of now, if you go in there, there's posts there from people that they don't even, they've never been to Keen. They just saw the article in the New York Times, and they wanted to show their support for this anti-libertarian group, which is kind of funny because in the disclaimer at the top of Stop Free Keen, they claim they're not about dissing libertarianism, although some of their members actively do that they're only about opposing Free Keen. So the group is becoming more diluted now as a result of this, and just more random people are coming in just with their anti-libertarian agenda. Basically, the anti-libertarian crowd is now on board with Stop Free Keen.
They stand for nothing, and they'll fall apart in relatively short order. It's they've got nothing going on. So
they've got a big chance coming up this week, Mark, here in Keen to make a stand, and they've claimed they will come out. Of course, they've claimed that before on other things and have not. But in this case, this would be a good time for them to do so because there's going to be the People's Barbecue. Have you heard about this?
The People's Barbecue is, yes, I have. It's, you know.
Garrett Ian from the Robin Hooders is going to put on a barbecue, a free barbecue. So anybody that comes out will, you know, get a free hot dog or whatever it is he's going to be cooking up out there. And you know, the question is, will the police show up? And also the other question is, will the Stop Free Keeners show up as they promise to come out and protest? Going on here, Mr. Freeman's movement has inspired many to take up activism against him. The Stop Free Keen Facebook page has had a spike in joiners. They began handing out anti-Free Keen leaflets that accuse the, quote, anti-government activists of, quote, attempting to infiltrate our beautiful community, unquote. Ms. Whitcomb and others, including Mr. Givitz, the former parking enforcement officer, gathered last month at McHugh's Billiards and Sports Lounge, where the Free Keeners also socialized, to vent about the divisiveness. It's not comfortable anymore, Tammy Adams, a registered nurse and beekeeper, said. Everyone's on edge. But the imperfect municipal compact of Keene has been around since 1753. Things have a way of sorting themselves out. Recently, Mr. Freeman publicly demoted a Robin Hooder for being a bit too belligerent. A local man is facing charges that he chased and threatened a couple of Robin Hooders, and city officials are exploring a plan to raise the cost of parking in the Shire of Keene to 50 cents an hour. And that's the end of the story.
Yep, they are, and nobody's happy about that, the raising of the rates thing.
Stoffrey Keene, they're all in favor of it. They want to help their, I guess I can't speak for all of them. There are individuals.
Why don't they just go ahead and give money to the city? I mean, instead of...
One of them claims that they pay double the ticket or something.
Right,
like
when
that.
They get a ticket, they pay double. what kind of... Why? Why not just...
Out of spite to the Free Keeners, well, yeah, well, obviously.
Oh, good. We'll
show them.
Go right ahead. what a bunch of ridiculous nonsense. Good. A fool and their money is soon parted, apparently.
So you want to get the latest on this, go to freekeen.com, and we will keep you in the loop there. We'll also keep you in the loop here as we continue with hour number three of Free Talk Live on the way in moments. There's other stuff to talk about in the world, including a Supreme Court decision, actually a couple of interesting Supreme Court decisions, and they're not good. One of them has to do with prayers at town meetings. The other has to do with warrants, and that is the lack of needing a warrant to search your car. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live. Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.